love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you.
Hi there, this is the automatically deleted husband. After an exhausting day, but still in love with his wife, I thought of you constantly today. It's a normal day. I had a very busy day. We did have stuff installed in Georgia today. There were some bumps, but it went reasonably well. A couple things happened. One is there's a lack of communications, especially with a group in New Zealand. I think what's been demonstrated before is they apparently well-funded. And when you have a well-funded institution, nobody wants to share any information because, you know, I mean, they're comfortable in their positions and they get paid well. Westar, Volvo, same thing. So there was a lack of communications. And I thought about that today because of the communications I had with Erica Lee, last weekend or whatever. There's a lack of, I don't want to communicate with you. I just want to get a point across. She listed some things, some accusations towards me, and I responded on both of them. But rather than engage me on that, she just reiterated one and ignored the other. It's this constant, you know, because you see, one of the things I found fascinating, you may be familiar with Navalny, the guy who was became sick on an airplane in Russia. He was treated in Russia. Then he was sent to Germany, and then they found the Novichok, allegedly, which makes absolutely no sense. But just like with the Skripals in England, the British refused to share evidence. The Germans are refusing to share evidence. And so you make the accusation. You don't share any evidence. You don't give any rationale. And you get all the people around you to say, look, those people are bad. You know, it's the Russian collusion thing. There's been no evidence. But it's being brought up again. And any hint, you say, oh yeah, it's like it was before. It's the same thing with Assad in Syria. Oh yeah, chemical weapons and whatnot. No evidence. You know, both the Khan Shukun and the Duma thing, absolutely no evidence. Strong evidence, it was staged. But anytime you can just simply accuse. So you see that in the world stage. And have you noticed it happens within families? I've constantly said about Assad, if you're going to accuse him about the Duma thing and the Khan Shukun thing, you have no evidence. You're making a false accusation. If you're going to accuse him on something, accuse him with stuff with evidence. I'm sure there's plenty you can find. He's not a pristine, you know, he's not a reincarnation of Christ. So if you have a problem with him, accuse him on evidence. Don't use something that's sensational and make it up. I would suggest Erica Lee is doing the exact same thing. You know, there were the two issues she put on the table. One, where I backed it up with evidence. And so the other one is just now throw more darts. But give it time. Do you think we'll rehash things again? And saying, well, okay, you gave me evidence that my accusation was false. I'm not going to contend with you on that. But then we'll wait a few months or a few years, whatever, and we'll make the same accusation again. This is what happens at the political stage. This shouldn't happen in families. This shouldn't happen when love is the focus. And that's what family should be like. Don't act like politicians. Act like followers of Christ. Well, Erica Lee denies Christ. My wife used to embrace Christ. I have no evidence she does anymore. But I hope so. Because I'm in love with her. And I hope she'll come to realize that the guy she married, the guy she committed her life to, she can't get rid of in obedience to Christ. Turning to the state means absolutely nothing. So she either says, no, I'm going to compromise in obedience to Christ, or she will do like me and say, oh, look, I went down the wrong path in this area. I need to repent. I'll go through that list if you want to, but it's getting long. My lady, I love you and I want you back. Please find some way to open the door of communications. George tried. Will you try too? I sent you some emails privately, as you requested. Please consider. You committed your life to me. Show our kids that your commitment means something. I love you.